loving and living God. Amen. Please be seated. Oh, friends, I actually really love this service. It was, yes, a long and a beautiful night. But the thing with this service is that the pressure of the season has begun to lighten up. Presents may have been opened, stockings for sure, and we might get a day or two off. So we're looking at a little bit of relaxation. It's a lovely service. And because of that, we have a little bit more room to ponder the meaning of this amazing event to us and to the world. Now, you may have interacted with our rubble nativity in the churchyard. I hope you do, and maybe scan the QR codes there that will bring up articles, prayers of all sorts from people around the world, Christians, Jews, Muslims. Young people in our community built the nativity scene, provided it for us to help us remember the Prince of Peace. This Christmas, like that first Christmas, human beings are still divided, trying to conquer each other over land and the earth's resources. We've still not learned how to share God's gifts to us equally with all of humanity. Greed still infects the human heart. But woven through this story, the story of the birth of this remarkable baby, are the people, the beings that God chose to include in the birth of his son. An average, poor Jewish family who cannot find a place to lay their heads for that night. An anonymous innkeeper who opens his barn to them for shelter. Lowly shepherds who are still considered to be unclean, stunned by God, sending messengers directly to them to tell them the good news. The animals who inhabit the barn, giving warmth to this little family. The foreigners, these Gentiles who are traveling to find what is happening beneath this amazing star, they will have the duty and the honor of saving the life of this child and his parents by throwing Herod off their trail and telling Joseph and Mary to run away to Egypt. Finally, the Egyptians, who receive them and give them a safe place for this baby to grow strong and resolute in his calling. God calls all sorts of people into this story. Everyone who will see themselves in it will be blessed to accept this child in their own lives and follow his way of living. Today, sadly, the Christian minority of the land we call holy are suffering. They are caught between two warring parties. We pray for them. We ask God to give the leaders of the world wisdom to end the suffering and death of the inhabitants of the Holy Land. God will use us. God will use all of us to continue this story of peace into the world. But we must begin by holding the baby. We must begin by allowing God to place this child into our arms, into our hearts, and then give him authority in how we live our lives. Today of all days is a day to love God with all we have and love our neighbors as ourselves. We pray each day that we can follow these two great commandments that give those boundaries to the way of Jesus Christ. We pray that God will use our lives to show love and create peace in a hurting world, and bring the poor, like the Holy Family, the unknown, like the innkeeper, the outcast, like the shepherds, the animals who show God's love just by living in harmony with creation, those of other faiths who have the gifts of relationship and care to give us, if we will accept them, and the foreigners who would give us shelter if we were the migrants and refugees on their shores. May all these beings be icons of love and peace for us. May they give us light and life. And may God richly bless you and yours on this most holy day. Amen.